Passengers, report immediately to the shuttle bay. Your ride is here.
Bumblepuff had arrived. Not that long ago, Quentin had been terrified to see the massive Prawat ship known as the Greave. Now he found himself looking forward to it. Perhaps a dreadnought of such size could offer some protection against the cloud's unknown dangers. Quentin picked up his message board.
Pack up quick and let's go! Time to see if our captain-turned-cornerback-turned-captain came through for us.
Compared to the tight confines of the cargo shuttle, the crew lounge they just left behind seemed downright spacious.
Ow! You! Your butt is on my leg!
Your leg is in my butt! And don't be such a mega baby!
George, can you take your elbow out of my ear?
Sorry. Ow! George, now your elbow is in my eye!
I can only move so much. And since Becca is pretty much stepping on my testicles, you can just deal with my elbow.
I can't help it. There's nowhere to move, okay?
Quentin turned in the co-pilot's chair.
Guys, can it? We're not far from where Bumblepuff's ship is supposed to be. It won't be long now.
We're closing in. You can see it straight out ahead.
Quentin saw a black shape moving against the blackness of space, visible only because of stars blinking out when it passed in front of them. He remembered the first time he'd seen the Greave, how it had blocked out all the stars by the time it reached out and engulfed the touchback.
It looked so small. We must still be, what, 500 kilometers away?
Try 1 kilometer. Not even that much. I don't know what you expected, Mr. Barnes, but that ship out there isn't much bigger than the Burly Brown.
Quentin looked out at the Prawat ship. The pilot had to be wrong. The Greave was a monstrous thing, so large it was hard to get your head around it. Nilsson moved his hands in front of him, manipulating the holo display.
Unknown spacecraft, this is Delta 2, requesting permission to approach.
Delta 2, we have you. Approach slowly and dock.
A part of the darkness that was the alien ship extruded a black glob of wiggling pudding. Quentin saw it shift and flex until the end of the extrusion formed into something familiar, a standard docking port. No mistaking the size of that. The pilot was right about the Prawat ship's unexpected dimensions. It was too small. Despite all the preparations, Massal's plan to get everyone out here might be wasted.
Put me on. I want to talk to him.
Channel is open, Mr. Barnes.
Bumblepuff, this is Quentin. Please tell me that the ship you're on is taking us to another ship. One that's much, much bigger.
I was not able to acquire the Greave. Have faith, Quentin. This vessel will more than suit your needs.
Great.
Things had been bad, but now they were even worse. And it was too late to turn back now. If this ship was the only chance to save Janine, Quentin would take it.